skin you want of them, you might come out and say, oh, wasn't the music just
beautiful?
The power that's supposed to be opposed to God is the devil. Alright, you hear any joking way he's referred to?
That's Satan. The old devil is.
You ever hear him called Boogeyman? The black man?
No.
Alright. If there may be an old house in the neighborhood where children are afraid to go, you say it's an old
haunted house.
And in this house there might live some
bats.
Or some ghosts.
Ghosts. Spooks.
You ever say pants?
Pants.
Alright. You might say this morning, if you go outside and it's sort of, you know, you say,
it's chilly.
Or it's kind of, it's sort of,
cool or damp.
I was trying to say it's rather, would you say, it's rather chilly this morning, kind of chilly this morning?
Kind of chilly.
Right. Do you ever use the expression right smart? He owns a right smart land.
Right smart, I do use it, I don't know how much.
Would this sound natural to you to say he owns right smart?
He's right smart. Or she is right smart.
Well, and I think I'm not that. I'm not talking about intelligent. But he owns a right smart land, or we've had a right smart rain this year.
Yes, I use it like that. I would.
I'm wondering if it's something you can really measure. You say, we've had a right smart rain now. Is that, does that give you any idea?
Yeah, that would think we have had plenty of rain, you know. It would be more than...
More than usual?
Yeah. Right smart means we've had it plenty of rain. That's the way I would use it.
Now, would you say, would you ever say he owns a right smart land?
Yes, I've used that. Many has plenty, you know, a big acreage.
But there's not, you wouldn't have any way of knowing when you said right smart, how many acres.
No.
It'd be indefinite.
Yeah, right.
Means he owns a pretty good amount. Now, I don't know
exactly how much. That's right.
How do you greet people you haven't met before, a stranger? What do you say to them when you meet them?
I just say, how are you?
What would you say when you see a close friend that you haven't seen in a long time?
Well, so glad to see you.
Do you ever say how you're getting along?
Or how you're getting along, right.
All right, I've heard that. If you have someone coming to see you and they leave, you might say to them, well, come
again. Or come back
on
again.
On the 25th of December, you wish people a...
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Do the children and the adults both say that?
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Alright, do you remember anything that Negroes might say that we don't
say?
Do you remember when they used to say Christmas Carol?
No, I've never. Oh, I've said that myself, you know, someone come in Christmas gifts.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Does that mean anything?
Yeah.
They're supposed to give you a
give
present?
Give you a present. They don't use, I mean, you know, you just say it like that. Just to say them.
Do they used to have some superstition?
They must have had. I don't really know, but I've grown up with that Christmas gift. You know, just,
on the first day of the year, you wish people a happy
New Year.
There's a color brown that's a very light brown. It's like a tan. It's a
beige. Right.
There's a kind of chocolate bar that children love to eat. It's a
Hershey.
When you want to do some shopping, you go to a
store.
To get some food, you go to a
grocery.
Right? And you would say, I'm going downtown because I've got to do some
shopping.
And when you buy a package, you'd say, I bought this dress, and the man took paper and
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
Right. If someone sells something below what they paid for it, you'd say, he sold it at a
bargain.